Boosting Team Creativity, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lookabaugh. Introduction. Creativity is intelligence having fun. Albert Einstein. Creativity is not fluff, it's real. And it's important to the health and vigor of your project team and to your company. Creative people can change your business, give it new perspective, re-envision it, and perhaps even disrupt it completely. In a highly competitive global economy, creativity is rocket fuel. You can use it to zoom past competitors and gain strategic advantages. In a list of what makes really great employees leave a company, and ranking high on that list, is management that will not allow its employees to engage in creativity. Even worse, some employers place severe restrictions on creativity and don't recognize the need to promote it. Strictly speaking, creativity is not something you manage. It is something a manager should foster, cultivate, promote, and mentor. Executive leaders and managers should teach their employees about creativity and demonstrate personal, positive, and consistent examples for creativity to take effective hold within their companies. Mentors and team leaders have the province and bear the responsibility for individual and team creativity. But you don't have to be in charge to create or to make creativity happen. Creativity is a visceral passion, an essential critical corporate process, and team members should take part in it without thinking or fanfare. It is and should be ingrained into the corporate DNA. Its application in everyday problem-solving activities should be expected, welcomed, and never second-guessed. Chances are, if your company takes great pains to talk about creativity, then it is lacking within the company. It must be that visceral to be effective, an automatic response to any problem-solving challenge. Throughout your life, you will be exposed to creative techniques from many different experiences. Think of these experiences as life lessons and hard knocks, and many of those occasions may even be serendipitous, downright joyful. Sometimes even our children teach us some really great lessons. Be on the lookout for all the creativity this world and your life has to offer. In this brief audiobook, we will explore some creativity techniques you can use with your team. Learning about your team. Creativity takes courage. Henri Matisse. Having worked within an R&D function for most of my career, I have had the good fortune of interacting with colleagues from all over the world. We have always talked about big issues, those beyond what we were trying to accomplish within our local problem-solving work. We enjoyed continuous exposure to different cultures and the opportunities to observe how people viewed problems and challenges, a great way to get to know each other. We also had a wonderful mix of disciplines. Engineers, scientists, physicists, chemists, mathematicians, statisticians, and many others. Our team was broad and deep, affecting the rich way we viewed problem solving and the variety of metrics we took into account when solving problems. Diversity was a constant in our R&D world. It made a huge and important difference in how we worked as a team and solved problems compared to traditional operating divisions in the company. In addition, our work often required us to interact with people in national and international venues, such as committees, working groups, and joint research projects. Such diversity enhanced our team creativity even further. One thing I did notice with regularity, my creative colleagues drew sustenance from a rich variety of things, like music, poetry, hobbies, sports, and even politics. Their minds were multiply engaged, always learning. It was not only about work. My colleagues and I came up with ideas from seemingly unrelated sources. Many of us enjoyed travel and meeting people from other cultures. How well do you know your team? What makes them tick? What motivates them? What brings them to work every day? Do you realize having such different life experiences can be a great benefit to every one of your team members? Do you think it will promote creativity? Following are some of the things you can do to get to know your team members' interests and passions. I strongly encourage you and your team members to share information about each other's interests, passions, hobbies, favorite topics, leisure pursuits, etc. Cross-learning about each other can spur unexpected creative thinking and cause potential friendships to blossom. You can lead such interactions throughout your tenure with the team, at lunches, staff meetings, off-site gatherings, and social events. By all means, interact with one another on both a professional and personal level. Take the time to really learn about each other. I once engaged fifth grade teams at a local school to create some new board games. They pursued this challenge with passion and creative insights. At the end of the week-long exercise, I asked them what they enjoyed most about the challenge. I was amazed and delighted to find that nearly all of the children took great satisfaction in their team members' creativity and in the new friendships they made. Years later, I am still processing that information. Unleash this kind of passion in your team members. Discuss how each team member approaches problem solving. What explicit and implicit techniques do they like to use to solve them? What solution matrix do team members tend to draw from? What are their criteria for success? Problem solving is both an art and a science, honed through previous experience, successes and failures, cultural values, and many other factors, including age. You can learn so much from each other. Some members may be strictly sequential or deductive learners. Others may forage here and there. And some may mix all sorts of deductive and lateral thinking together. These techniques may be suitable for different kinds of problems. If someone comes up with a unique solution to a problem, ask them to discuss how they arrived at that solution. How did they see a connection between things? Promoting creativity. Mistakes are the portals of discovery. James Joyce. So often, people feel they must create a kind of unique environment to spur creativity, like an office playground where team members can go from work to play as the spirit moves them. Perhaps this special area might contain specially painted and decorated walls to stir up psychological cues, or contain pool tables and coffee bars. Not necessarily. It's more a kind of understood empowerment, where one's mind is free to roam and make connections between things, yet maintain a connection to the work at hand. It is a different form of discipline mixed with professionalism. One of my all-time favorite ways to promote creativity was to engage in what-if scenarios, exploring potential impacts new technological developments can have on the problems a team is facing. I worked with a longtime colleague of 25-plus years who taught me this technique. We played almost every day when we could. He would come up with a scenario over a cup of coffee, and for a half hour, we would fill up a whiteboard with the possible implications. We had all sorts of ideas about where our team was heading and how things could change at a moment's notice. As both of us evaluated advanced energy systems for our company, my teammate and I were always on the leading edge of new technology applications, always pushing the boundaries of our corporate envelope. We loved it. Our company's president routinely sent new ideas to us for evaluation because we were both so prepared for new things coming down the pike. We both retired about a month apart, and I still miss those coffee cup discussions. We combined creativity and fun. That was our magic. Could you see doing something similar with your team members? Make sure your team members have a big feeding trough, one that is deep and wide. Bring the information they need to them, and let them tell you the sources of information they need, such as magazines, journals, transactions, and professional organizations. Open access to the internet is absolutely essential. Some companies still have a stranglehold on allowing employees to access the internet freely. Such limitations serve to derail creativity. Let your employees explore things. Encourage making a creative space and a chance to make connections between things. Encourage your members to develop terrific oral and written communication skills. I cannot emphasize the need for these skills more strongly. Good ideas are worthless if they cannot be expressed well and succinctly. In 50 years of engineering, I cannot ever remember an engineer being discharged for incompetence, but I distinctly remember careers diminished because engineers could not write or speak well. Lacking these skills are showstoppers. They harm not only the person, but the whole team. Pay great attention to developing these skills for yourself and among your team members. Creativity feeds off good ideas presented well. Great communication changes the dynamics between team members and the outside world. Allow your team members to travel and take part in national and international forums like joint projects, committee assignments, and related activities. World experiences have wonderful implications for the whole team. Participating members can bring back best practices learned from other companies, latest technological advances and techniques. Study creativity and creative techniques from some of the top industry leaders, such as Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Hewlett-Packard, 3M, and others. New contexts for possible later exploration, and national and international perspectives on what the team is trying to do. Here is something many companies have trouble with, but in my estimation, it's a powerful way to spur creativity. Encourage your team members to publish and enrich the literature that's out there on a particular topic or topics. Speaking for myself and my close colleagues, nothing spurs professionalism more than traveling to a conference and being on the program to discuss technological advances you are working on. One must be careful not to expose company secrets and intellectual property, but in my 5 decades of engineering, my experience is that you can carefully take care of such details beforehand. Plus, having your team member names out there as experts will naturally draw the attention of national and international decision makers and other professionals who may want to team with you. It can bring not only more expertise, but also more funding to the efforts you and your team are engaged in. To develop this thought further, in a large team project I led some years ago, one that involved developing mobile robot applications in hazardous environments, we published our work regularly. We even helped to create a national working group that met every 4 to 6 months to discuss what we were doing back at our home labs. Those activities attracted important people to our robot lab. We were able to leverage research dollars from other companies who wanted very much to join in our work. For every robotic device we fielded, other companies, vendors, developers, and researchers kicked in 40% of the cost. The interactions and expertise brought to bear on the 23 machines our group launched benefited from the expertise team members from many companies shared, so much so that every year those early robot applications saved $3 in operating costs at year-end for every $1 spent on the robot at the year's beginning. Our team had results like that for 8 years. I am convinced it was because of our team's ability to get out there in the public forum and mix it up a bit. We also ended up with 6 patents and more than $650,000 in royalty revenue, making us a small business within the larger corporation, a profit center. If you want creative workers, give them enough time to play. John Cleese. Don't forget to have your team members become involved with their professional organizations, like IEEE, ASME, WIE, and other such professional affiliations. It's another excellent way to meet people, as well as bring back great information about technology being tested, developed, and fielded. Chances are good some of your company's senior leaders may have senior positions in one or more of these organizations and can act as a natural mentor for your team members. Again, this type of affiliation was most important for me, now an IEEE Life member. I have been an IEEE member for more than 50 years, and I'm still very active. Working in various IEEE volunteer activities has completely changed the way I see my profession. Further, it opened up a treasure trove of contacts and information I applied directly to my team leadership. Remember, as a team leader, one of your greatest responsibilities is to make more team leaders, to create a legacy of leadership for your company. How about each team member being responsible for teaching others a new creative technique they have researched? Having taken many continuing education creativity courses, I've observed many ways to engage team members in different techniques to solve problems. Have your staff do some research and see what comes of it. One of my greatest continuing education courses was an AMA week-long course in creativity and innovation held in New York City many years ago. That course changed my way of thinking, and it unleashed a torrent of ideas about creative manipulation of problems. Prior to taking that course, I had been reading about Alex Osborne's early work. Osborne's pioneering work in the 1940s was all about team brainstorming, but this AMA course set it all on fire with many concrete examples and perspectives. Having team members attend creativity courses or researching them and teaching other colleagues is a powerful way to get new ideas to surface and be recognized. A best practices project my team worked on for about 6 months involved our entire R&D department visiting other companies to learn about how those companies took raw ideas and converted them into real products. What an eye-opener those frank discussions were as I learned about America's great companies and how they harnessed the creative spirit of their teams. I remember vividly that DuPont understood so well how important it was to make corporate creativity a core process of its entire organization, down to the point of knowing exactly how many raw ideas employees generated to make several really good new products. Turned out to be 164 raw ideas to make 4 great new products. You must remember that DuPont is more than 210 years old, and it actually changed corporate focus 3 times over during that period. DuPont executives really understand the role of employee creativity. Other very creative companies like 3M and Hewlett-Packard were a sheer pleasure to talk with and visit. Think about such interactions for your team. Earlier, we talked about what-if scenarios as a way to encourage creative thought. How about the old military game of red team, blue team to outwit each other and probe for weak spots? I think your team would enjoy doing this challenge, trying to outmaneuver the other. What strategies would your team use to defeat the mother company? How could they engineer such things? Are there vulnerabilities your team members see that could be exploited? Maybe they are technological, or perhaps they might be regulatory or political. Look at how solar energy gained the advantage to redefine the electric power production industry, mostly through political means. Could something like this be appropriate for your company or industry? Are these kinds of things you might like to document and present to senior leadership? Think your creative team members would rise to the opportunity to hone their creative techniques? I bet they would. Working with the education community. Creativity is as important as literacy. Sir Ken Robinson. A well-organized classroom functions in a similar manner to a project team. It's all about a leader helping people see the bigger picture of what they are trying to do. Consider inviting teachers into your team's activities. Here's what I propose. During the summer months, invite high school teachers to work on-site with your team to add some outside spice to the team's efforts. Bring in some new ideas. And more importantly, ask the forum some new questions to stir up the creative juices. These teachers must start fresh on your team's problems. As such, they can often see things your team may have gotten too close to gain a new perspective on. Outsiders often disrupt the flow of old ideas by turning a problem on its head. Many past paradigm smashers became so because they had a viewpoint no one else had. Your team may also achieve some interesting breakthroughs. Teachers working in a real workplace can also bring their experiences back to the classroom and enrich tomorrow's new employees. Another rich source of new perspective involves working with a local college to bring professors and students into contact with your team. Many engineering and science-oriented schools suggest students perform a capstone course to demonstrate their ability to apply what they learn. Why not have a team of students try their hand on some key aspects of your team's work? During my career, I had more than 30 such teams work on research projects my teams were involved in. In a 2-semester capstone course, professors and student teams evaluated a problem statement and they planned a solution in the first semester. They actually carried out that solution during the second semester, finishing with a final report and recommendations. Essentially, the student teams functioned as consultant to the work assigned, and I must say, they almost always came up with really good ideas. Here is a list of benefits of going this route. Regular team members enjoyed working with the professors and students, lending a change of pace and different perspectives to the project. Enthusiastic students, anxious to show what they could do, almost always went the extra mile to uncover some interesting new information of relevance to the project, bringing new techniques to the problem-solving process. In all cases, it was less expensive to have students work on problems than a regular consultant. Often I had a chance to preview some new talent up close, and I actually hired some of those students after graduation for work in the company as regular full-time employees. On several occasions, we engaged the student immediately, and on several more, it led to even greater project activities with the sponsoring college. Professors involved in this activity soon developed a sensitivity to the kinds of problems our industry was facing, and it became a significant source of consultancy, often proposing exciting ideas for the teams to consider. Some tips. Play is often talked about as if it were a relief from serious learning. But for children, play is serious learning. Play is really the work of childhood. Fred Rogers. Experienced leaders know giving their employees time to relax and perhaps enjoy some playtime is not counterproductive. Never be reticent about allowing your professional charges to let their hair down. Studies have revealed that on-the-job play can lead to reduced stress, more and often unusual and surprising ideas, enhanced creativity, and increased innovation. Playtime might simply mean giving employees private time and a quiet space to doodle, think, and clear their minds, and hopefully interact more with teammates. Invite other departments your team interacts with to relax with you as well. You might consider a catered lunch and intellectual jam session, off-site meetings, trips to see relevant technology demonstrations, an opportunity to hear an invited speaker in your areas of interest, developing co-authored papers about your work, and holiday parties, always fun. You can create many ways to induce a relaxed yet productive work environment. Explore them. Companies looking to instill a more creative work environment have installed juice bars, game lounges, nap cubbies, and lots of other amenities to get employees to chill out. Figuring a relaxed mind is more receptive to new ideas and concepts. Some of these activities may be different to the multiple generations that might be present on your team and in your company. My own experience tends toward the less expensive bricks and mortars aspect of building creative spaces. Experiment and see what works best for your teams and in your corporate culture. The importance of workplace diversity cannot be understated. An environment filled with people from different cultures, experience levels, and specialties enhances creativity, because the more diverse the group's knowledge and beliefs, the more diverse the ideas and creative solutions that tend to arise. Allow team members to give formal presentations about the work being conducted and the results achieved. Such presentations will keep motivation high, make team members feel like part of the larger team effort, and promote a sense of professionalism. Support them during such presentations, introducing them as team experts, and helping to build self-confidence. When you are out of the office, let team members cover for you, making decisions as needed, answering questions from senior leadership, etc. This responsibility is a terrific way to groom people and build self-confidence. Do it on a rotating basis among team members. In a team I worked on many years ago, our leader had several ways to keep us engaged. He managed to take us to lunch every Friday. He fostered friendly competitions during the work week, often involving who could get to the right person in our large company to answer a tough question with the fewest phone calls. It all worked out quite well. I will never forget those fun things we did and the people I worked with. That assignment led to my first really big job as a project manager, and it hooked me into being a lifelong R&D project manager, assembling my own teams to design new products and use them within the various company departments. In essence, I functioned much like an intrapreneur, and I loved every minute of my long career. Losing creativity and getting it back. Just some final thoughts here on how easy it is for employees, team members, and organizations to lose their creativity, and how to go about getting it back. Fast Company reported in a study that in 2004, a worker's attention switched an average of every 3 minutes. In 2012, it was 1 minute and 15 seconds. By 2014, it had dwindled further to 59.5 seconds. Lack of focus and distraction profoundly diminishes creativity and productivity. It isn't likely to be a case of attention deficit disorder, a condition diagnosed in only about 5% of the population. Instead, we can point the finger at the very technology that enables our work, according to Gloria Mark, a professor at the University of California, Irvine. Mark has studied distraction and its effects on productivity and creativity. In a different study on writing emails, Mark observed, "When people are constantly interrupted, they develop a mode of working faster and writing less to compensate for the time they know they will lose by being interrupted. Yet working faster with interruptions has its cost. People in the interrupted conditions experienced a higher workload, more stress, higher frustration, more time pressure, and effort. So interrupted work may be done faster, but at a price. Interruptions make for additional loss of focus and creativity, both for individuals and team members. A case in point are workers at Microsoft. Microsoft workers revealed in an often quoted study that when they multitasked, it took between 10 and 15 minutes to refocus on the work they were supposed to be completing. Part of that price is the lost time it takes to get back on track, as well as the loss of creativity. To get productive again, tap the flow. You can achieve a happy, productive flow state with a strong sense of self-discipline, focusing on the team's task at hand. Understand what you are really spending your time doing. Chart the way you spend your day. From there, you will begin to notice patterns. Then, you can pinpoint the times you get distracted. You can start making changes to break out of unproductive, unfocused, uncreative cycles. Play music. A soundtrack that appeals to you both soothes the mind and spurs action. Ambient music improves creativity. Visualize. Accurately visualizing all the things that need completing on a given day is an easy way to stay on task, avoid a state of overwhelm and loss of focus, and to keep from losing creative ideas. To keep your mental energy up, put the most challenging tasks at the top of the list. Allow time for the task that requires the most focus each day. And break tasks up into smaller chunks. Your to-do list will be more manageable, plus you'll treat your brain to a neurological boost. Electrical activity in the brain is at a heightened flow during a productive, creative flow state. With the satisfaction of completion, the brain has an outpouring of the feel-good chemical serotonin, and serotonin can spur creativity. During its lost decade, Microsoft stepped up its efforts to cripple competitors, but ended up crippling its own coworkers and its creativity in the process. Due to some foolish management decisions, Microsoft rewarded its staffers not just for doing well, but for making sure their colleagues failed. Endless internal backstabbing consumed the company. As a result, Microsoft killed, derailed, or delayed such potential and creative market-busting businesses as ebook and smartphone technology, amid bickering and power plays. The world may still operate and rely heavily on Microsoft products, most notably Microsoft Office, but the tech giant lost ground to Apple in recent years in style, creativity, and innovation. Apple made giant leaps with iPods, iPhones, and iPads. Google also fell asleep at the wheel when it came to social media, particularly with the rise of Facebook and Twitter. Both Microsoft and Google have rebounded and are gaining new ground in creative ventures. It's hard to know what creative endeavors any of these technology giants will unveil next. Each company is trying to maintain, regain, and/or retain its creative mojo by allowing newer, younger players to enter the market with fresh ideas. The final word? You can be sure, engineering and technology remain among the most exciting and creative industry careers. This has been Boosting Team Creativity, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lukabaugh.